Let's talk a little bit about the management of the patient with a HER2-positive tumor in the metastatic setting. And now that's starting to change a little bit because I guess we're seeing women who've had adjuvant trastuzumab. How do you approach the management of patients with a HER2-positive disease in the metastatic setting?
Well, HER2-positive disease in the metastatic setting, again, you know, I sort of treat it like everything else. If they are hormone receptor positive and asymptomatic and relatively low disease burden, I tend to start with an endocrine therapy. But I have a pretty low threshold for adding trastuzumab to that. Again, if they have a low disease burden and are asymptomatic, I'll try it as a single agent. That's not the indication for it, but that's certainly something I've felt fairly comfortable with. And I've had some patients with fairly lengthy duration of disease control on single-agent trastuzumab. I have one patient who went 5 years before she progressed. In the other patients, I combine trastuzumab with chemo, and I personally like either weekly paclitaxel trastuzumab combination or the vinorelbine trastuzumab combinations. I found both of them to be well-tolerated. I can give them for a pretty long time, and they have good efficacy. My own observation in my own clinic, at least, the vinorelbine trastuzumab combination I can give for a long time with a little bit of, you know, intermittent dosing of growth factors and prolonged disease control. Taxanes, the neuropathy has been more of an issue for those patients. But I also have had patients on and off for several years using those regimens.
But what about a patient who relapses shortly after receiving a year of adjuvant trastuzumab?
My paradigm has been, of course, to start with a new drug. I mean, usually if they're relapsing within a year of adjuvant trastuzumab, they're usually relapsing within, you know, a year and a half or so of paclitaxel trastuzumab combination. So I've gone then to vinorelbine trastuzumab is usually the first drug that I use for them, the first combination. Again, assuming if they're hormone receptor positive, I assume they're on an anti-estrogen sort of approach, and, you know, I might try an alternate anti-estrogen approach if that's the case. But in terms of HER2-directed therapy, I typically have combined with a non-cross-resistant chemotherapy and restarted the trastuzumab.